Najnovejša anketa avstralskih državljanov, ki so rojeni tukaj in priseljence, je pokazalo, da kljub večinoma skupnih vrednot, veliko število ljudi se spopade, da so sprejeti v širni skupnosti. Anketa pod imenom Australians Today ali Australci danes je največja izvedena anketa, ki je pregledala tiste, ki so tukaj rojeni in tiste, ki so se preselili. To je bilo sodelovanje med fundacijo Scanlon Foundation, ki ima namen gojiti socialno povezanost v Avstraliji, in Melbournsko univerzo Monash. To posebno prilogo pa je pripravila novinarka SBS-a Maya Jamieson.
Being a migrant, everybody has a very high expectation, but the expectation falls down just like a wall of sand. Firstly, the biggest problem is the language barrier.
We thought life was going to be a lot easier. Finish high school, you go to uni, you get a job straight away. But that's not the case.
To so samo nekaj mnenj, ki so jih izrekli udeleženci te ankete, ki ima namen, da spozna skupine, ki so redko predstavljeni v splošnih anketah. Raziskovalni profesor po univerzi Monash Andrew Marcus je vodil projekt in pravi, da je poskušal odkriti mnenja v skupnosti, ki se jih ni preveč razumelo.
It's the largest survey that we've done to date. More than 10,000 people completed the survey. In addition to that, we ran 50 focus groups, basically all over Australia. The objective was to better understand the experience of different groups of immigrants. And the aim of getting such a large number was to be able to understand different visa categories and also to understand different national groups and their experience.
Anketa je bila izvedena v 19 jezikih, razen angleščine, in malo več kot 14% jih je izpolnilo v neangleškem jeziku. Raziskovalne skupine so tudi bile izvedene v Sydneyju, Melbourneu, Brisbaneu in Perthu, v katerem so raziskovali zadeve kot identiteto, diskriminacijo na delovnem mestu in težave s razdelitvijo po mestu.
I have got a lot of friends who come from the affluent side of Melbourne and they come from old Australian money. And to them, I'm like this foreign being because I'm half Asian, I'm half European, but born here. When I'm in Broadmeadows, I'm just normal.
They look at you like you are an alien. Everyone just like, what are you doing in this area?
Profesor Marcus pravi, da je veliko pozitivnih odkritij v poročilu, ampak so nekatere, ki potrebujejo pozornost.
One of these is that some humanitarian entrants have come to Australia, are finding it particularly difficult. The issue of colour prejudice comes out very strongly in this survey. Levels of discrimination that people report from African countries. There's issues with many people who come from New Zealand on special category visas, which enable them to gain in effect, permanent residence, but not full citizenship. Another major issue relates to the level of rejection of cultural diversity that we find amongst mainstream Australians. A minority, a small minority, but nonetheless, it's very evident in the survey. And also evident is the fact that many men are more likely to reject cultural diversity than women.
Anketa je tudi pokazala razlika med skupinami na ključnih zadevah kot skrbi z vizami. To je vključilo težave najti delo, ki je podobno svojim kvalifikacijam, kot tudi prakso, delo in diskriminacijo. Samo 26% tistih, ki so prispeli v Avstralijo na humanitarno vizo, so napisali, da so zaposleni, z velikim številom, ki so napisali, da komaj finančno pridejo skozi od tedna do tedna. Anketa je tudi pokazala nivo raznolikosti med muslimansko skupnost je bolj zapleteno, kot je povedano v javnih razpravah. To vključuje razdelitve med vernih in posvetnih, med staro in mlado in med nacionalnih in etničnih skupinah. Muslimani, ki so sodelovali, so napisali, da večina medije so enostranski in neinformirani. Več kot polovico priseljencev iz Afrike je tudi poročalo o diskriminaciji, in južnosudanska skupnost je pokazala najvišje stopnje diskriminacije z 77%. Profesor Marcus pravi, da anketa je uspešno naslovilo nekatero pomankanje v preteklih anketah, medtem ko nekatere afriške skupnosti niso bile dovolj predstavljene.
We were particularly successful in recruiting participation by members of the South Sudanese community. And there's some very strong findings that come out of that. On the one hand, people are well disposed to Australia, are optimistic in most cases about their future in this country, but on the other hand, report high levels of colour prejudice.
Anketa pa je med tem pokazala, da večina anketirancev je navedlo dobro stopnjo veselja v Avstraliji. Najnovejši priseljenci so bolj optimistični, glede obeti kot tisti priseljenci, ki so v Avstraliji že 10 ali 15 let. Polovica tistih, ki živijo v Avstraliji med 5 in 9 let, pa so označili, da so postali avstralski državljani. Več kot 70% novejših priseljencev pa so v rednem stiku s sorodniki ali prijatelji v domovini in skoraj eden od treh gleda televizijske oddaje iz rodne domovine. Poročilo tudi pokaže, da novi priseljenci se soočajo s težavami v prvi fazi priseljevanja. Velika večina, ki so že odrasli v prihodu, imajo težave vključevanja več let ali ni popolnoma rešeno. V besedih nekega udeleženca pa priseljevanje je dolga pot.
Settlement is not an overnight thing. It maybe takes 20 years, 50 years or a bit more, so it's a long journey. I arrived in 2001 and I think that still I'm learning. I'm learning from my children and when I talk to other people.